He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the January the 8th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, I told you not to panic. Had so many people just, you know, not too long ago, they couldn't sell fast enough to get out of the market. And now they can't buy fast enough to get back into the market. And eventually you learn, even I learned that hard lesson continually, that a lot of times sitting and being patient, which there's not a lot of in today's world, we live in a microwave, drive-through, want-it-now, streaming internet type of world, and it's very hard to be patient with the investments, especially when fear comes along. But you know what? You got to step back, and you got to look at the big picture. And we've got a good start here to the market, second day in a row. The Dow is up 239 this morning at 17,824. Boy, it was just a few days ago when they were fleeing for the exits. The NASDAQ up 61 points right now. That's a 1.3% rise. The NASDAQ is at 4,711. The S&P 500 is up 27 points. That's a 1.3% rise to 2,052. Crude oil, well, you know, it's hanging in there. It is down just a little bit here. But it is hanging in at 48.54. Who would have thought 3 or 4 months ago that I would be saying 48.54 on crude oil? But here we are. And I just want to remind you, I sold my oil stocks back in the summer of last year because I didn't like what I saw. Gold is at 12.13, getting a little bit of a bid here today. We're going to keep our eye on gold this year. Euro's at 1.17, and the 10-year yield is right at 2%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, you know, we keep looking at those jobs numbers as one of the clues going forward as to when this almost six-year-old bull market will come to an end. And once again this week, so far, so good. Whether it's the ADP numbers, whether it's the initial jobless claims or the big payroll report that will be coming, we're still looking at a good jobs picture in America. Now, if you're out of work, you're saying, bah humbug, what good job picture? You're throwing your shoe at the radio right now. Is he out there looking for a job right now? Well, the market looks at the big picture. The market looks at the unemployment rate. The market looks at initial jobless claims. The market looks at how many jobs we're adding on a monthly basis. And for now, as it's been for the last 5 years now, it's been an adequate and improving jobs market. So we can check that one off of our worry list for now as far as that approaching bear at some point down the line. And as we look at the interest rate picture, which is another big factor that we continue to watch continually. Markets don't like rising interest rates. It's harder to borrow money. It's harder to grow your company in a rising interest rate environment. And with the 10-year yield at 2%, even the fear of the Fed clobbering us over the head with the quarter point rate hike seems palatable right now. And I know yesterday Chicago Fed President Charles Evans said that the U.S. might not hit the Fed's target inflation rate until 2018, and that he does not advise a rate hike until 2016. That's next year. Well, he's one of the real doves on that board, but he's also one of the voting members now is Charles Evans, Chicago Fed President. So that, I believe, is giving more of a boost to the market than anything here right now. Again, he said that the U.S. might not hit the Fed's target inflation rate until 2018. That means he doesn't see any inflation until 2018. So, check off jobs. Still good enough to support continuation of the 5.5-year-old bull market. Check off inflation. That one's under control. Until 2018, all right. So, more jobs report, or more economic news coming in this past week has been good. And it has offset the drop in oil, which I think they're starting to realize is more of a benefit to the U.S. economy than a drag on the U.S. economy. Now, at some point in the future, those layoffs happening in the oil patch might start showing up in the jobs reports, might start showing up in GDP. But as for now, number one, it's not showing up. And number two, they're obviously not looking for it to have much of an impact yet because the market continues to march higher, even though it was off to a dicey start here in 2015. Couple of stocks in my portfolio getting some good news here today. Constellation Brands, I just featured that a couple of days ago. And they have reported earnings here this week, and they beat earnings by 9 cents. The stock is having a very good day, new all-time highs. They reported beer sales, very strong. Okay, you know, well, you got to help. I think the NFL had something to do with that, probably. Bowl season probably had something to do with that. And personally, I still think that that money that's being saved by those consumers that stand at that gas pump a couple times a week, waiting for the pump to click off and then to look and see how much they owe, and they're surprised. Gee, it used to cost me $52. Now it's only costing me $26. I think I'll take home a six-pack. I don't know, but I think that has something to do with it. That's one of the courses of least resistance for the consumer to pick up a little bit of something to celebrate these low gasoline prices. And, of course, there's a lot of areas, other areas of the economy. I noticed my Domino's Pizza holding stock and my Papa John's. Look at the charts of those stocks. You don't have to be a chartist. You don't have to be a technical analysis magician. Just take a look at a one-year chart of those stocks and look at the last couple of days. Those things have exploded to the upside. You never know where best stocks now are going to come from. Whether it's beer sales, whether it's pizza orders, whether it's carry-out, take-out, call-in. Never know. Small cap, mid cap. There's times when the consumer's under pressure. The consumer stocks did terrible a couple years ago, and now they're booming. Even JCPenney. You know, when it's trickling down to JCPenney and American Eagle and Aeropostale and some of the other second and third tier consumer stocks, you know that the consumer right now has got a little buoyancy in his step with that extra money, just burning a hole in his pocket. I know I went online this past week and added a few things that I've been wanting for a while. Needed to restock my tackle box. Some items hard to get, so I went shopping online and got some things from here and got some things from there. Stocking up the tackle box while things are on sale and while I got a little extra money in my pocket, even though I walked to and back to work, I still do a little bit of driving. And so I'm celebrating with you this fall in gasoline prices. And as far as the oil stocks go, I sold them last August. I have no interest in the oil stocks. I get asked every day, should I be buying these oil stocks? Well, you know what? There will come a time. Just as the S&P 500 finally hit bottom back in March of 2009, and just as it finally started to go sideways and build a base, and just as it finally started to climb out of the abyss once again, oil stocks and crude oil prices will do the same thing at some point in time, as will gold. Gold is far ahead of oil. Gold is probably 6 months, 9 months, maybe even a year ahead, tracking, recovering, bottoming, trying to make a rebound. It's still too early to buy gold, in my opinion. But following behind by several months, maybe even a year, who knows, are the oil stocks. They still have a lot of recovery to do. They have not found a bottom yet. The commodity has not found a bottom yet. So we'll just sit and wait. And yes, there will be an opportunity. And I know it's tempting to try to catch the bottom, to try to buy the Fidelity Oil Service Mutual Fund here. I just wouldn't do it. I would wait until things settle down. I mean, not even T. Boone Pickens knows if this is the bottom. He said it was the bottom a few months ago, and it wasn't. And if an oil magnate, an oil tycoon doesn't know where the bottom is, what makes you think you know where the bottom is? Anyways, let's stay with the best stocks now. That's my opinion. And when we come back, I'll have a couple of examples for you. All right, this is Bill Gunderson. This is the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. And as I say all the time, Best Stocks Now come in all shapes and sizes. But I kind of categorize these stocks depending upon the various investors' risk profiles that come to me here at Gunderson Capital Management. I have folks that are more interested in the most conservative types of stocks possible, which would be, for the most part, dividend-paying stocks from the S&P 500, the Dow, those types of stocks. And I search amongst that group for the best ones. And I have, 500 to choose from or so. It's a pretty good field to try to narrow it down to the 25 or 30 best. I have those that still need growth. They don't need the income. They don't need the steadiness of a dividend-paying stock. They're able to take a little bit more risk, and instead of buying dividend stocks, they want more of the growth stocks. The companies that aren't really paying dividends, instead, generally speaking, a company starts paying a dividend when it's not growing anymore. They have nowhere else to put that cash. They cannot grow anymore. Just a little bit. Take a Walmart, for instance. But other companies put that money back into the growth of the company rather than distributing it out as a dividend. And I have investors that want big, large cap, mid cap growth stocks. And then I have those that are willing to dip down into the small, mid cap arena. Some of the best there. And there's been some good ones over the years that have really emerged. That's probably the area where you have the most upside potential and also where you have the most risk, obviously. But I've try to search and find the very best stocks within that category. And within that aggressive growth category, one of the stocks that I currently own that continues to do very well. In fact, I featured this stock back on December the 2nd of last year. And you can tap on the app or you can look at the archives on my show, on my website, pwstreet.com, and you can click and watch the analysis I did of Domino's Pizza back on December the 2nd, and the stock is up significantly since December. Well, not up significantly. It is up about 10% or so since that point in time, but I have a lot bigger gain in it than that because I've owned it for quite some time, and it continues to be an outstanding best stock now, in my opinion. Over the last 10 years, Domino's Pizza, which has had a dicey history, there was a time when people were loath to order a Domino's pizza. It had a very bad reputation as tasting like cardboard, And they changed their recipes, brought in a new CEO, freshened things up, went with some artisan pizzas, and it's been a great success turnaround story. Over the last 10 years, Domino's has been one of the top performing stocks in the market. That's right. It's not a biotech. It's not a technology stock. All you Silicon Valley guys, you go home after a hard day's work in the Silicon Valley, you order a Domino's pizza, and you don't realize that that Domino's pizza stock has done a lot better than a lot of the technology stocks. It's averaged 27% per year over the last 10 years. No guarantees going forward. Over the last 5 years, of course, this is really now the turnaround. Over the last 5 years, Domino's has delivered 63% per year to investors, while the market's delivered 12%. Investors love turnaround stories, and investors love companies that are growing their earnings once again. This stock got down to $2 a share in 2008 at the bottom of the financial crisis. Two things. The consumer was under great pressure then. He was more worried about making his mortgage payment than ordering out pizza, you know, and the stock got down to two, and it also had a very poor reputation. And along comes new management, new CEO. Now from $2 a share, the stock is hitting $99 a share. And over the last 3 years, that works out to a 48% per year return, and over the last 12 months, 42%. Ann Arbor, Michigan, home to this $5.4 billion mid-cap. It's now a mid-cap. It got down to a micro-cap, I believe, back in 2008. Let's see, 1/50th. It got down to micro-cap status. Then it rose up to small-cap status, and now it's bursting through to mid-cap status. When I compare the performance of this stock versus all the other stocks out there, all these new highfalutin technological advances or new breakthrough drugs, etc., Domino's gets an A+ performance grade. There's a lot of pepperoni on that one, isn't there? And it also is still reasonably valued. Not the cheapest stock on the shelf anymore, but when I take next year's earnings estimates of $3.43 and extrapolate them out anywhere from 15% to 20% over the next 5 years. By the way, Domino's has been growing their earnings at 25% per year over the last 5 years. And when I put a multiple and even get a little dividend yield here along with your pizza, they're going to throw in some breadsticks in the way of a dividend at 1.1% dividend yield. Domino's, in my book, still has about 75% upside potential. Potential. A lot can happen between now and then. If the consumer gets blindsided by something unforeseen, not going to be ordering out pizza. But it would seem to me that as long as they're driving home or driving to work and filling their tank and there's the money, God, I saved $25. Domino's got a special. Hey, I don't want to cook tonight. Just order right from your car phone, right from your phone going home. No hands free, please, and order that 2-for-1 special. Bring home some hot pizza tonight. Domino's has been a very hot stock. Looking at it from a technical perspective, it went sideways for about 9 months. It was consolidating the gains it had made the previous year. It had a terrific year in 2013. And pretty much consolidated until the fall when it broke out in mid-October, and it's been going up ever since. I continue to like DPZ on the New York Stock Exchange. In fact, when I look at my proprietary ranking system, which takes into account valuation, performance, and technicals, it comes in at number 79 out of 3,944. And it is a stock that I still own here at Gunderson Capital Management, and it qualifies right now as the best stock now. Not a recommendation, but a good example. Now, you can look up the stocks you own. Look them up in the Best Stocks Now app. Either download it on your iPhone, download it on your Google device, or the easiest way to do it is to go to the Best Stocks Now app. .com website. Enter in your stock. Look up how your stock has performed against the others over the years. You may hear the CEO saying one thing, and you may see the performance something else. Look up the 5-year valuation of your stock and see where your stocks are ranked overall. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? With BeSafe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless BeSafe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Boy, I'm just watching these consumer stocks. Whew. Cheesecake Factory. Just looked at Cheesecake Factory. I live right across the street from a Cheesecake Factory. Cake. C-A-K-E. Look at that thing breaking out. I mean, that's just one of numerous consumer-related stocks like Domino's Pizza, like Papa John's, like Jack in the Box. Like Sonic. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And I think investors are finally starting to realize that this drop in oil, which has led to a drop in gasoline prices, is pretty bullish for the U.S. economy. Certain sectors, not the entire U.S. economy. If you're in the oil business right now and the drilling business and the oil equipment business, it's not too good for that part of our economy. And the energy patch makes up about 13% of the S&P 500. So obviously that's going to be a drag, and it's going to be a drag on the earnings of the S&P 500, the components. And there's, I believe, two components in the Dow, ExxonMobil and Chevron, will be a drag on the earnings of the Dow. But is that not offset by the benefit that Walmart gets, or the benefit that a Target gets, or the benefit that a Costco gets? I think so. I really do. I think that spreading, I think that taking that money that would be normally going to the oil companies, a lot of them overseas, leaving the U.S., right? Instead, you know, it's staying here at home and it's being spent in all kinds of different ways. Constellation Brands, which I've been talking about, having a big day, couple of big days, just all over the place. Consumer, just think of where the consumer is likely to spend that money that they are saving in their pocket. Now, the other big paradigm that we have right now going on in the market is low interest rates. And that's, again, favorable for the economy. And I think low interest rates, it appears that they're going to be with us for quite some time. We never know. All of a sudden, interest rates will heat up, bonds will start to tank, and interest rates will take off. We never know. But for now, we've had a low interest rate environment for a long, long time. In fact, the Fed has had a zero interest rate policy now for 6 years. And we have a lot of people that are chasing yield, trying to get something better than a CD down at the bank, than a 10-year bond, Germany bond, 0.5. French is about the same. U.S. is at 2% even for the next 10 years. 2% doesn't really got the mustard. I mean, you invest 10 grand into it and you make $200 over the year. You invest 100 grand, make 2 grand in income, and people are looking for better yields out there right now, obviously. And one of the areas that's red hot right now, red hot, are the real estate investment trust. One of the leading sectors in the entire market. And just like every other sector, there are very good real estate investment trusts that have proven themselves over the years. And there's a lot of real small, you know, quality, not quite there as some of these others, some of the other more established ones that have been around. And I also rank the real estate investment trust. My ranking system is non-discriminatory. Doesn't care if you're a REIT, if you're a pizza maker, if you're a beer distributor, if you're a technology company, It takes a look at the valuations, and it takes a look at the performance and the technical patterns. And I have a lot of REITs right now that are ranked very high in my Best Stocks Now system. And one that I've featured many times over the years, I currently do not own this stock, but I wouldn't have any problem owning it in the growth and incomes accounts, is National Health Investors, headquartered in Tennessee, NHI. It currently sports a dividend yield of 4.6%, which obviously is a lot higher than what you're getting down the street at the local bank or from the U.S. government in the way of 10-year treasuries. And no, you're not guaranteed to get your principal back at the end of the term. There's more risk, and that's why you're getting a better yield. But this stock has really proven itself over the years. They invest, they acquire, they develop, and they lease healthcare properties, primarily in the long-term care industry, in 30 different states. And, you know, the demographics around the world, including the United States, population starting to lean towards an older population. People aren't having as many kids as they used to have. I've done my part. Between my wife and I, we have six. But folks, for the most part, aren't having the kids that they used to. And the population is aging. And long-term healthcare industry is a real growth industry. I wrote about another stock in my book, Best Stocks Now, called Ensign Group, which has also been a big winner from this same kind of a field. National Health Investors is a $2.7 billion. It's a small cap, but it's a pretty sizable small cap, and they've been around a long time. They have a track record that's 10 years or more. And in fact, over the last 10 years, NHI, National Health Investors, between the dividend yield and the capital appreciation of the stock, the company has delivered more than triple what the market has returned. Over the last 10 years, NHI has delivered 18.4% per year to investors. No guarantees going forward, that's looking backwards. In the rear view mirror, the market's delivered during that same period of time, 5.5. Over the last 5 years, 22% per year. Now that includes the dividend, that's total return, and the capital appreciation. Once again, that blows away, more than almost doubles the performance of the market. And over the last 3 years, it's delivered 25% per year. And yes, it has its up and downs. It's not a smooth ride. But it likes low interest rates, and it is interest rate sensitive. If interest rates were to start to rise, you would see money starting to leave these more risky investments and going towards the safer investment. All things being equal, folks would rather have a safe investment that's yielding 3 or 4% than one that has a little more risk. But right now, with the 10-year yield at 2%, and with CD yields wherever they are, these investments are very attractive. And I believe in never putting more than 3 or 4% of my portfolio in any one stock. Unless it's a mutual fund, obviously, which by nature is diversified. This company also has a reasonable, it's not the cheapest stock around. These stocks have had a pretty good run up here, but it's still trading at 15.8 times forward earnings, which is less than the overall market. And obviously, with the dividend yield that's quite attractive in today's low interest rate universe, National Health Investors qualifies right now as a best stock now. In fact, out of all the stocks in my database, technology, biotech, China, emerging markets, you name it, this one comes in at number 159. Out of 3,944. And you know, the other thing about the REITs, it's not just one or two that are going crazy right now. It's almost every REIT. You know, I look at the S&P 500, the Vornado Trust is in the S&P, in the S&P 600, Arbor Real Estate, ABR, a good one here in San Diego, Realty Income, which I've had featured many times on my show. The REITs are going crazy right now. You can also buy a REIT ETF like REZ, R-E-Z, which is also breaking out to new highs and owns a collection of the REITs. You spread your risk around. So as I say, the best stocks now come in all shapes and sizes, from all walks of life, from all sectors. It just seems to me that in a world where interest rates are so low, and I talked about this on Bloomberg here recently, you know, it makes perfect sense to me to continue to own, and I continue to say that it's better to own a diversified portfolio of dividend-paying stocks for income. I think Bloomberg missed my point. I'm talking to the income investor than it does to buy a bond ladder at this point in time. That's my opinion. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunnarsson. Well, here's what we've discussed so far here. Amazingly, one of the Fed governors yesterday said that no inflation until 2018, that the Fed target rate on inflation, which I believe is 2%, won't be hit until 2018, and he's not recommending any rate hikes until 2016. Of course, that's just one of the guys on the Federal Open Market Committee, but that is obviously giving some buoyancy to the market here. We talked about a great turnaround story, a company that got clear down to $2 per share, had a bad reputation with lousy product, and all of a sudden the stock is back to $99 per share. Domino's Pizza, Ann Arbor, Michigan. One of my highest rated stocks still, and one that I still own here in my aggressive growth accounts. We talked about what I think is the best place to go for dividends and yield right now, and REITs would be part of that equation. I don't currently own National Health Investors, but that has been a top performing REIT over the years. It currently has a dividend yield of just over 4%. And yes, it comes with more risk than in buying a 10-year bond or buying a CD down at the bank, but you also have some potential for capital appreciation along the way. And if interest rates are going to continue to remain low, that's going to continue to favor the real estate investment trust, and that whole sector is going nuts, absolutely berserk right now. You can look at some of these charts. Let me pull up Vornado. VNO, look at that thing. Yesterday breaking out to a new all-time high. You can buy, I own a mutual fund, the Fidelity Real Estate Mutual Fund in my mutual fund model portfolio. A lot of different ways to play the REITs. You can do ETFs. And, you know, the yield is somewhere between 3 to 5% on the real estate investment trust right now. And you do have that chance for capital appreciation, especially if real estate continues to appreciate in value. But remember, too, that they are interest rate sensitive. If interest rates start to rise, then the REITs will start to falter. So you have to keep your eye on interest rates. It's an interconnected world out there. I had a headline article on MarketWatch this past week titled, let's see, they changed my title a little bit, "Is This Market Telling Us It's Time to Panic?" Well, we had a shaky start. In fact, I mean, once with the Santa Claus rally ended on Christmas Eve, it was all downhill after that. And it looked like the market was really in sell-off mode. But you know what? It's difficult to judge the market on thin trading. And obviously, between this Christmas Eve and New Year's, there's some awfully thin trading. There's a lot of traders just not around, and the trading is very, very thin, and volume's very light. But there was some very, very sharp sell-offs in the market that made us stop and wonder, uh-oh, is it time to panic? And I just went through in my article, which you can pull up on MarketWatch. You can Google my name, Bill Gunderson, and maybe the word panic, which is my middle name. No, I try not to panic. I stay calm. I look at just the facts. And I went through in the article, let's step back and look at the fundamentals. We still have GDP somewhere in the 3 to 5% range growing. And on a relative basis, that's still very good. We still have a low interest rate environment, which is favorable for both U.S. stocks and bonds. And even though I continue to prefer stocks over bonds, a low interest rate environment is still good for bonds. And I said, even though the Fed will more than likely raise rates here, I think the market has pretty much figured that out and has pretty much baked that into the cake. But as of now, we still are in the midst of a six-year-old zero interest rate policy. I went through the jobs picture, the unemployment rate, the initial jobless claims. I compared it with other places in the world that are doing much worse than us. And then I went through the valuation, the current valuation of the market. And I also addressed the oil price right now. Is this something that we should go into panic mode over? And my bottom line was that the facts behind the sell-off and the fundamentals of the market really don't line up. And that was a pretty good call. The market's been going up since that call. And I've continued to make that call for almost 6 years now. For the last 5.5 years, every time there's a dart or a bullet fired at the market, and I do believe that one of the bullets will eventually bring the bull to its knees. But in the past, every single sell-off has been a buying opportunity. It won't always be like that, but it has been for the last almost 6 years. And it continues to be. Here we had another steep sell-off in the market, and guess what? It was yet another buying opportunity. And I did sock away a few more stocks this past week, which will show up in my newsletter, which I'll be sending out this weekend, which you can get by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com. I'm also an active money manager. I don't put you into indexes. I don't put you into an asset allocation. And I'm not a believer in being fully invested all the time. I'm a market timer. And I have been in the market for the last 5.5 years. And I'm going to do everything I can, although I can make no promises, to try to prevent that big drop in your portfolio when the next bear market comes along. If it happens overnight, we're all pretty much in the same boat. But if the economy starts to grind to a halt, starts to slow down, there will be warning signs out there that it's time to maybe pull some chips off the table. Anyways, if any of this interests you, again, you can go to my website at pwstreet.com, take a look at the newsletter that I publish every single week. We send out thousands of newsletters. I put my heart and soul into it every week. Just look at the pictures. Don't even read it. Just look at the pictures. It'll pretty much give you the overall feel for where I'm at in the market at any given point in time. And if you would be interested in having us manage your money, or at least talking to us about the different types of portfolios that we have here, you can give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Bull market remains intact for now. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.